This is the Jeff River Podcast. Who do you think you are? Bringing a rap air horn. I get the last rap air horn in. That's me. You can't stop. It's done. I'll edit yours out. I'm sitting here with Chris Spengel and Caitlin Kopetsky. Stop the presses.
Who?
Hi.
What's that face for?
Put that arm
it's
down like that.
It's hurting my ears.
Good.
What?
I turned that down, but it didn't help at all.
Oh, how does this sound?
There it is. Yeah. That's the right one. I was touching the wrong thing. Okay, now we Gucci. And now it's fucked up. Okay.
Wow, sorry. Way to kill the vibe. Way to kill all momentum.
Well, we never sound checked.
I sound checked.
I know you did, and it was blasting my eardrums.
You love
out.
It. You love.
Then take the headphones off. You don't need headphones.
I need them.
For what?
So I can hear.
Mm-hmm. Hear what?
No, you know what killed the vibe? You putting your glass on the table.
What the fuck? Yeah, this is Joe's dead grandma's.
Well, she's not gonna care. She's dead.
Oh, I wouldn't upset the spirits. Got a good spirit story, by the way. Sarah Hawking. I've been in contact with Sarah Hawking the past couple days.
My phone's gonna die.
What do we start with first?
That was awful.
Never do that again. All right. Please, don't bring your audio into my podcast.
Yeah. Also, can we just throw that out there that wasn't my other rap air horn? That was Spangle's.
Yeah, Spangle was trying to.
My own
Spangle
rap air
horn. Battling my rap air horn, and I'm gonna win.
I'll do it again.
Oh, you.
You want to go?
You want to battle rap air horns?
Oh,
all right.
Okay. All right.
He don't even know.
A huge bump on the side of my nose.
You want to go?
You ready?
Why is this?
All right, let's go. Oh, that's what you got? All right, you ready for this? Fuck you, Spangle. Fuck you, Spangle.
I was totally unprepared for that.
Drops the mic. It's like the USA. We got nuclear warheads. We don't want to use them. We'll fucking drop those
shits
on you.
Those were weapons of rap horn destruction.
They were. Now, can we get into more pressing matters?
Yes.
I don't know what we start with. Do we start with the fact that Spangle is wasting away before our eyes?
Literally. Where'd your arms go? They're gone.
Bitch, that's muscle.
Oh, shit.
You want to feel my tries, my lats?
Do you want me to?
Yeah, feel that.
They're really there. That's awesome.
Here, feel my biceps down here.
I didn't like that.
That was sexual harassment.
That honestly,
also,
I'm calling HR.
That was definitely way weirder. And I don't feel comfortable with the fact that you just went and grabbed his bicep immediately. When there was one time when Jess asked you to feel her breast, and you were very hesitant about that.
Okay, a breast or a bicep?
But it's Spangle's bicep.
Okay, that's fair. Low-key, do you see a bump on the side of my
nose? Yes. Yes,
yeah, there's a huge bump, actually. Oh, my God.
The headphones just hit Caitlin in the face.
It looks like you broke your nose.
I didn't break it, but...
If you try to sue me for workers' comp, I will be pissed.
I snapped myself in the face with a pair of headphones.
That was your own fault.
It was hilarious.
It was awful.
It was so funny.
You'll never take my t-shirt money. Because it's all gone.
How many have you sold, other than the one to Lex, which she featured on Snapchat today?
Oh, my gosh. I did. Thank you for reminding me that. I did want to say something about that.
Okay, go for it.
Just thank you, Lex...
Gingerella,
yeah.
Which I thought was a fake name.
It's a
real name.
It's
a legit name, yeah. It's on her birth certificate.
It's her legit name.
Oh, shit.
Not that I've seen her birth certificate.
That's a really good stage name, though, honestly.
I always thought that was because she's a ginger.
I thought it was because she was a stripper.
She's going to hate me for saying that. She's not a ginger.
She has blonde hair, doesn't she? Yeah. Anyway, she put on her Snapchat story, she was wearing her Jeff Vibber podcast t-shirt, and she was like, I appreciate the Jeff Vibber podcast. And I thought that was really sweet. I just wanted to say thank you to her. That was all, really.
Thank you, Lex. I thought something was really cool. I think this is probably my favorite thing that's... With all my success and fame, I think my favorite thing that's happened is... Okay, let's not be dramatic. You don't need to put... Your ice water glass on your
nose. It hurts.
It just looks like a zit.
It's not. Well, it might.
It looks like it looks like a mosquito bite.
I used a sulfur mask last night. What?
What?
Like mine?
No, Jeff's.
Oh, because I was gonna say not
no.
true.
What about my breasts?
You have mosquito bite titties.
All right. Well, that got weird.
Why'd you just spit that back in the cup?
I didn't.
Caitlin does not have mosquito breast.
It's even weirder.
Because we all looked.
Magnificent.
Yeah, we did.
Magnificent breasts.
You have very supple breasts.
Yeah. Very soft. They bounce properly.
Spangle's touching her left and I'm touching her right.
And by bounce, you mean when I run, the left one goes over my shoulder back around the other side.
You can't run. Stop.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. He got me there.
That's bird. Okay. So Spangle's wasting away.
Right.
And good for you. And also, Caitlin Kapetsky has makeup tutorials available on YouTube now.
I go, you look like you've lost weight today. You look really good. And she goes, no, I just contoured my makeup.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I contoured the shit out of my face. I got rid of my double chin. I made my nose slimmer and I made those cheekbones pop.
Well.
The double chin is still there. It's still
debatable.
Yeah. It's really there.
All I know is your wing tip advice, fantastic. You messed it up a little bit, but you totally owned it. And the fact that you voiced over it instead of just talking, because so many people in makeup tutorials try to talk through it, and it takes them so long.
Yeah, and that, actually, I kind of want to do a mixture of both of those things. I started out with that because I literally was like, okay, I'm just going to film myself literally getting ready. And then I edited it all together and talked over it really quickly because I hate watching makeup tutorials that are like 13 minutes long. Nobody has time for that. You got to get down to the point.
I find makeup tutorials very soothing and relaxing.
I
do too.
I usually watch them before I go to bed.
I'm kidding. I had no idea what the fuck was going on for the whole thing. That's fine. Yeah, this is good.
Did you learn anything?
I learned wingtip. What the things that you do on your
it's just winged eyeliner.
Winged eyeliner. Okay, mm-hmm. I learned what that was.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I learned what it takes for you to get ready.
It's horrible.
I didn't know you gelled your eyebrows down.
Oh, fuck yeah. They're actually, yeah, they're gelled today. I don't do it every day, but most days I do.
How much is... You can get the fuck out.
Oh my gosh. We're just talking about my passion.
Hey, yeah.
For the first time ever, we're talking about something I'm passionate about.
Can we talk about Jess' passion?
Slaying it?
Yeah. I'd much rather talk about that than contouring makeup.
I'm trying to be...
He's trying to be a nice co-host.
I don't give
up.
We don't. Spangle, if you want to be successful in podcasting, you can't be nice. You have to have conflict.
I'm a media mogul, one, so let's respect that, all right?
I put you in Chick's podcast feed and you became a top 100 podcast. There, I said it. The truth is out.
I like how your name somehow came into this.
Right. Because it was my idea.
You start working the board because I put you in there, and now you think you're better than all of us.
Well, now, yeah, that's true.
No.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know what... I'm just trying to flatter her so she feels good for the first 4 minutes, and then we can talk about us.
Yeah, okay, all right.
That's
okay.
How this needs to go, people.
I'll go
give
back to Facebook.
Give me my 2 minutes. No,
right.
No.
Why don't you...
No phone.
No, it's okay.
No phones at the dinner table.
Microphone's down. We're talking about makeup right now. We're guys talking about something we have no idea what's going on. You need to... It's fun.
All right, fine.
We're around. We don't know.
Fine. I never should have agreed to do this.
For 2 minutes. 2 minutes. That's all. We are already a minute 45 in.
Only if we get to go back to your breasts.
We can go back to...
Stop looking at them.
Spangle has become just a dog.
He told me I look skinnier today, too.
It's not my fault that you dressed like a cattle rustler today.
I really am.
You're wrangling up varmints in that outfit.
I really am. And I have a braid on to look tougher, you know?
Catniss. You wear the Katniss look.
Yes.
You've been shoveling horse manure all day.
Yeah, baling hay. Yeah.
It looks like you'd die for District 3 right now.
Yeah,
do you volunteer as tribute?
Yes. In this outfit.
I honestly think that's something you should wear.
For Halloween?
That Katniss would wear.
Oh.
No, I know.
I like that you want to wear the thing that you wore to your professional job today as a Halloween costume.
No, okay, it's a decent shirt and black jeans.
It's like a denim type overshirt with a maroon tank top?
No, it's a long...
Oh.
I would have...
Oh, you almost spilled the water all over the equipment.
And why is your water right there?
Because I live on the edge.
Again. I think that was. I think I just saw your life flash before your eyes.
Right, really, did really, you see my face?
Yeah,
bubble pissed her pants.
I honestly saw myself getting up and beating you.
Jeff, I don't even know what I would do.
Can I just say I'm so happy to hear he's in a bad mood while we're doing this podcast.
Right?
I'm not in a bad mood.
You are. You've been pissy and grumpy all day today because you got no sleep last night.
I've been tired,
and we all know why.
Because I was.
We haven't talked about it yet.
But he's been really fucking annoying at work because he's been so happy and it's getting on my nerves.
Be pissed.
Yeah.
Get angry.
I hate when you have joy in your
That's
life.
That's how you get rewarded for being happy at work. You show up to work and you're happy and everyone shits on you and hates you.
We work at a comedy show. You're not supposed to be happy there.
Look, I thought we'd open up the podcast, talk about this makeup thing for Caitlin. It means a lot to her.
It's called denial. It's called denying the elephant in the room, and we're not talking about Caitlin's makeup.
Are we talking about my TMJ? Because I'm pretty sure I have that now.
I thought it, I
poor
don't
Matt.
Titty, I thought it was like titty hard on TM.
No, that's THO.
THO.
Yeah.
No.
What does TMJ stand for?
I don't know. A lot of long words.
Marginal jaw matriculation.
Did you just have a stroke while you were saying that?
I just made that up right off the top of my head. I know you're impressed.
No, I can't open my mouth.
Really?
Like,
let's see.
Pass that.
See if you can get that microphone in your
mouth.
No,
that
I
was
can't.
The creepiest thing you've ever. Oh, you can't open your mouth? Let's see.
Slowly. She fell for it, though.
Slowly I didn't fall for it. I'm just like showing you, like, that's as big as I can open it. Like, you know how your jaw opens and then it
right.
opens, like, again?
Yeah.
Like a boa constrictor? Like,
yeah. Like, I can't.
Oh, Spangle just fit the whole microphone. We're going to have to disinfect that microphone now.
Ugh.
I just heard a pop in the microphone.
That was my TMJ.
Honestly. So anyway, but the other elephant in the room is what?
I'm not telling. It's not my news.
I don't have. Don't look at me. I don't know what's news. I don't know why happiness is news. Why can't someone just be happy and it's just
because
normal?
That's not what we do at the Bob and Tom Show. What we do at the Bob and Tom Show is mocking, derision.
Can I just
a general sense of awfulness behind the scenes
can,
that produces mirth on the air?
Can I just say Spangle is now working the board?
That's right.
Like officially?
Like
I thought
officially.
That was just like a one-time thing.
No, like I've done it twice this week.
Why?
Because
I thought that was just a one-time thing. I've done it twice, all right?
I've done it two times, Caitlin. You don't understand. No, I ran a board back at WXNT, and they've threatened to teach me to run the board for the last year and a half.
I'm kidding. I'm listening. I'm nice.
And I was taught the board, and it's easy and fun, and I like it. But it's mostly a backup thing because when Bob is not there and he's out on vacation, Jason and Drew have run it.
Yeah.
And so it's really tough on those guys because they have full-time jobs, but I'm there in the morning anyway, so I was like, why not teach me what?
Did you cut yourself shaving, or is there a bug on your face right now?
Let me see.
Move?
I don't know.
Where's it at? Get it.
It's blood, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that all scared right. me.
Little Spangles.
Wait, you have to shave? I just thought you had a permanent baby face.
Little Spangles growing up. You're shaving now.
Oh, my God.
I could probably almost grow a beard now.
Really?
As my face has shrunk and my like double chin area has gotten smaller.
Oh, your follicles are closer together.
It's closer together, yeah. So like now that I'm less fat.
Isn't that so like weird?
Mm-hmm.
Like things you don't think about?
Yeah.
And then now you do.
And my legs are hairier too. It's because I'm so full of
and
testosterone.
And you probably are getting more blood flow to all your extremities
That's
too.
That's probably true too. Yeah, my feet are
all
less
your cold. Extremities?
All my extremities.
Hated that.
Including my boner.
Okay, I just...
take a drink. I got a joke for you. Take a drink
fuck
of that water.
Off. I'm not going to.
No, so I've been... So those guys, because they normally come in at like 8, 9 in the morning and not 6, it just makes sense to add me to the rotation so it's easier on those guys. So
you do it like twice a week now? It's like...
Probably, yeah.
Cool.
It's basically you just sit there and you press a button after Tom says, this is the Bob and Tom Show. And then you press a button, and then you press another button.
Yeah.
And then you listen to things that can never be repeated outside of that room.
Ooh.
They like to say things that make each other laugh, and the bar of what makes the people in that room laugh is very high. and offensive. So right before they go back on air, if you ever listen to the Q95 stream and you hear them like laughing or giggling, it's because one of them has, usually Tom, has said something hilarious and awful.
Ooh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
The
fun fact.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm sitting in my office, I have a window into the studio, and when Spangle's in there, everyone is inside the studio, except for Dean, but he's doing official stuff.
He's doing like important things.
Yeah, so I can't bother him, right. But I can bother Spangle. So like, yeah. I just see them all in there laughing and having fun. And ha, ha, yeah. That's... I said I felt like Scrooge looking in on Tiny Tim's Christmas with the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Yeah.
He feels neglected. And like, I feel like because I'm running the board and I don't know like totally how it all works yet, even though it's really easy, you still get super nervous because it's your responsibility.
Yeah.
So like, I don't want to ever leave the board. And so I leave the board to get my water and a cheese stick and a pee.
A cheese stick?
Maybe three.
Maybe three?
No, I only have like two cheese sticks. That's my limit. Now, Drew Carey, that dude trained me, and I sat next to him, and he had like eight cheese sticks.
Is that who ate all of them? Everyone blamed it on me.
No.
Well, we were not wrong to blame it on me.
Right.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, you enjoy a cheese stick. You know, you really do look good. Your makeup does look good. We should go back to the makeup because...
No, we're done with that now.
I'm telling you, I find Caitlyn attractive today. This has never happened.
Oh my God!
This has never happened before.
This is so nice. Thank you. What a good day.
So...
I actually broke out all over my chin, too.
I know. I wasn't going to say anything.
So the microphone is covering it. I popped all of them and then I Snapchatted Jeff and I had to cover my face last night.
That sounds like a Snapchat you were looking forward to.
Oh, it's better than the one before that.
I pooped in a Snapchat, I said.
Ew.
Yeah. And I heard the sound.
Oh.
And I go, did you just fucking poop in a... Are you human?
There's...
Yes, I am human.
The amount,
I poop.
The amount of snoop papping, poop snapping that is going on. This is an epidemic that has not been discussed. It starts here on the Jeff Fibber
you
podcast.
You do it all the time.
Of course I do. I get poop snaps from a girl that I am interested in and vice versa.
What? No.
What the fuck?
No.
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 She's dead to you.
And then perfect stranger, never met this girl in my life, added her on Snapchat
today.
You have
strangers on Snapchat?
Of course.
That's weird.
No, like I know who this person is. We're Facebook friends. I add her. She's like, I'm going to the bathroom and with the door. I'm like, I don't need to know that.
No, I've
There's
only,
way too much freedom no, going on no. with Snapchat. There's
no.
Now, this is me saying this What's, because every single day I send out a Snapchat of me pooping with Jeff at the door going,
yeah.
Hey, Spangle.
Yeah. Let's keep Snapchat to what it was intended for. Dick pics and titty pics. Yeah. All
right? That's right.
Trying to see dick. What is that line?
Trying to see titties, trying to show dick. Kanye West.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't understand. It's
no, it's white people stuff.
Yeah. That was when I threw
I'm way
up.
Too that urban
was,
for that.
I was jamming out hard to that song right before I ate a pizza in 45 seconds. And then
literally,
threw up.
I'm not making that up. Well, I guess he's not.
Why are you getting so close to me?
Not just
because
any,
I got excited.
Not okay. just any pizza. A gas station pizza.
Oh, gross.
He scarfed it. I've never seen anything like it.
Jeff, when Jeff is hungry, he is a bitch. Have you ever been around him when he is... There's two people that I've seen who are hangry. How do you say that?
Hangry.
All right. Thanks, white girl. And one of them was a little white girl, and she would get...
Hangry.
We went to Cincinnati my first
okay,
year.
Okay, no. I was very polite in the back. I go,
no,
I go, hey, guys.
You were a
I just
bitch.
Wanna, I'm not trying to be a bitch. I just want this out there. If I don't eat soon, I'm going to get sick, and I'm going to be a pain in the ass. And everyone goes, oh, what a dick. I was being very nice. I was like, I will eat whatever food.
Every time I go out to eat, I look around the room probably like 2.5 minutes after we order and I say, if I don't get my food in 30 seconds, I'm going to pass out on the floor every single time. I don't know why Matt likes me.
So we get out of Cincinnati and he's just huffing and like he was happy Jeff. He was normal Jeff. He was funny and goofy. And then all of a sudden he turned into arms crossed in the back seat with a puss on his face, Jeff.
I didn't
feel
good.
It was the first time I'd seen that Jeff before.
I didn't feel good and I go, if I talk, it's not going to be good.
Exactly.
So I just sat in the back
quiet.
And just stayed quiet.
Yeah.
And had
then
this
everyone
face.
Just,
anything you would have done in that situation, you would have been a hangry bitch.
I know.
So,
but
I'd rather be a quiet, hangry bitch than an
exactly.
loud mouth one.
But when he's polite and he's like, "Well, I don't. I just need to eat."
I go, guys, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
We need to stop for food before we get home. Because they were talking about just driving 2 hours home. Like, we can eat when we get home. I go, no, that's 2 hours away.
When was the last time you ate before that?
We didn't have breakfast.
Yeah, we hadn't
breakfast. Oh, shit.
I was on Team Jeff on that.
We had to go work our asses off for the Bob and Tom show.
Get up at like...
For a broadcast.
3:34 a.m.
Look, if you're not going to supply the help with food... I'm not doing this broadcast.
And
I'm out.
A mistake. We are the help.
I meant that in an endearing way, the help.
Oh, okay.
Were you making like a movie, The Help reference?
I honestly don't know what I was doing there. I really would like to apologize to the listeners, to my bosses, to Tom Griswold himself.
Don't say their names, then it makes it legally binding or something like that.
I didn't
come
sign
and arrest
this.
You.
Broadcast
today we had a work meeting today and I was the only person to thank Tom for the lunch. See, that's where they don't tell you how polite I am normally.
What'd you guys have for lunch today?
Pizza, Giacomo's. there's another one up by the studio.
That sounds so good.
Oh,
right,
pizza's
now.
Amazing.
It was
cheese Louise.
That's my favorite,
which he did not share.
Cheese Louise is so good.
The best.
He bought himself on Tom's dime an entire large,
it was a medium
cheese Louise, and did not share with anyone
because we had appetite.
Fuck yeah!
No, Grace did the same thing.
No, Grace and I shared with Mark Allison the Caprese and the Slaughterhouse Five.
You got two medium pizzas and you shared it among three people.
So it's like basically the same thing.
Yeah.
No,
I got one medium pizza for myself.
Right, it's so different. Although you did have a good line about the Slaughterhouse Five. Drew Carey goes, so what's the Slaughterhouse Five? Is that like five meats on your pizza? I said yes. And then you said,
if you want five meats in your mouth, you might as well just go to a libertarian podcast.
I like that.
It was only funny to Spangle.
It was. Somebody out there is laughing.
I like that, actually.
When we have a staff lunch, Jeff, the very first staff lunch I went to, Jeff did a bit.
I believe that was my birthday lunch. For those listening.
Is that the one that Tom ruined by announcing my divorce to the
entire staff? No, that was... My birthday isn't in December, Spangle.
That was February.
My birthday isn't in February, Spangle. The worst month of the year.
His birthday was last week.
Thanks for remembering.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's right. I had the meme of you.
Oh, yeah. I love logging onto Facebook and seeing my face on a meme every time. It's offensive and not funny and just not flattering at all.
Good, I'll do more of it.
Thank you.
So every time we have a staff lunch, Jeff tries to see how quickly, not necessarily quickly, that's not the right way to phrase it.
I just try to be the first person to thank Tom for lunch in front of everyone.
Everybody, because at first he was trying to do a I'm being that guy character, and now it's become a joke that even Tom laughs at, because even Tom thinks it's funny, because Tom like didn't get it at first, and now... Like, today we sit down, everybody, we order, she takes the menus, and Jeff leans over and goes, "Hey, Tom, thanks for lunch."
"Hey, Tom, I just want to say thank you so much for lunch. This is
so great." You're so annoying. Ew.
it makes us all laugh every time. But I think last lunch
you beat me to
I
it.
I beat you to I'm it so at Milk Tooth. And so my game...
No, you beat me to it because I was literally... Tom was talking to someone. I was like, I'll be polite. I'll wait. Even though I'm in the middle of a hilarious bit, manners cannot wait, all right?
Right. You have to be a decent human being.
Right.
Even if you're a funny person.
So I'm waiting for him to stop talking. And then Spangles goes, "Hey, I'm Tom. I'm Tom. Thank you for lunch." Oh, I did it. I did it. I know. Okay.
What? No, you didn't do the classy okay, like Scott.
I think I stood up and yelled,
"You motherfucker!"
That's exactly what you did
in the middle of the restaurant,
in the middle of Milk Tooth, and then all the hipster waiters clapped.
He's so edgy.
He's so edgy.
That's so not mainstream.
I just liked your classy Scott Potasnik impression. That was good.
Oh, I have a spot on Scott Potasnik impression.
You. It's part Bill Cosby.
Is that Bill Cosby?
It's part Bill Cosby.
Cover your drink.
It's part Bill Cosby. And part, you know, with a smidge of the rapist part of Bill Cosby. You go ahead, dude.
We don't joke about rape on this podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know this was a bastion of feminist thought. Go ahead, Jeff.
Otters. Can we talk about otters?
Can we talk about otters? Iowa sea otters.
Sea otters have like the highest rate of rape in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
You think Yeah, but you think they're cute and cuddly, but they rape a lot.
They will.
Dolphins too.
You. What's your dog's name?
Rape people.
Don't go in the ocean.
Rape each other.
What? What's your dog's name?
Kobe.
Kobe will be raped by a fucking otter if you bring one into your home.
No. No.
Yeah. Violated. Right in it. Right in.
Just
Kobe's
don't go
ass.
In the ocean. If you're not going to get eaten by a shark, you're going to get raped by a dolphin or an otter.
With its spirally little dick.
What?
Yeah. Or is that pigs?
That I think that's pigs.
Oh. I don't know.
That's pig tails.
I didn't see the dolphin's
dick. The tail isn't the dick. You know that, right? On a pig?
That's no, but they have a spirally little dick, too.
Okay.
They do. Look it up. Google a picture. Pig dick.
Who's that?
No one.
Who's texting you?
I've got, should I swipe left or right?
What is saying fuck no? Because you need to swipe that way.
Oh, this is better?
Fuck no.
Oh, man. What is that? Ugh. It just gets worse.
She's not bad.
I got to get out of Irvington. No, no.
Hey!
Yes.
The women here are beautiful.
No.
Yeah, I'm here.
Literally. Oh, here. That joke writes itself.
I can't even see it.
It's an Asian girl with a race car.
Oh.
Asians can't drive. I'm still swiping right.
That hurt my
Stop
heart.
Stop looking at me.
This is a top 100 podcast.
Yeah, let's respect it, okay? You come in my dojo, you respect the dojo.
You're riding on the McGee coattails, all right?
Riding. I think McGee's riding on my coattails. That's you ever think about that? I couldn't
you know,
give a straight
yeah,
face
yeah,
on saying that.
Yeah, yeah. It's possible.
Can we talk about your night last night? Can you tell me about it?
My night? I mean, it was just a normal night.
Well, that's weird because you sent me Snapchats with a fresh haircut.
I didn't get a haircut because of that.
I'm sure.
Honestly, like
I believe you.
I schedule my haircuts 4 weeks out.
Okay.
With my girl.
So you had a fresh Dougie. You had asparagus.
Fresh, what?
Fresh Dougie.
What?
Fresh
Dougie is called a haircut?
That's what Matt calls them. I don't know.
Well, don't listen to
asparagus,
Matt.
Asparagus. Bob Evans mashed potatoes and fish in the fridge.
I might have made a little dinner last night.
Yeah.
I had some. You forget. You left out. I had a.
Oh, Chardonnay.
I had multiple pairings of wine.
Chardonnay.
Ready.
I just swiped right on her.
I had a Pinot. Are you on Tinder right now?
Is that
no,
a
I'm
fucking
on Facebook.
Joke?
Oh.
Ugh.
I also had a Pinot Noir. But yeah, no, I had some.
You brought Pinot Noir over to my house one time, and I cracked it open and tried to drink it, and it was so dry. It
yeah.
just hurt me.
Yeah, well, that good thing we didn't do that. The Chardonnay was amazing.
Was it?
Hey, can you isolate out, it was so dry it hurt me?
Yeah,
that as a drop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll cut that out and put that at the end. It was so dry it hurt me.
It was so dry it hurt me. And then use that.
It was too. So dry it hurt me. Did you try spitting on it?
I like that move.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Quit winking. The listeners can't hear the winks, Jeff. There you go. Gotta have sound effects with that, brah.
But no, I had a lady friend over last night. I made her dinner. Some Atlantic salmon. But no, I showed her the menu. I go, we're gonna have a nice, we have some nice asparagus that I'm gonna cook on the grill. I'm gonna drizzle them in a nice olive oil. Throw some sea salt. Throw that on the grill. I go, some Atlantic salmon. I'm doing very well. Yes, I can afford Atlantic salmon. Thank you. And then I go, and then...
Three nights of Easy Mac to get to that Atlantic salmon.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't eat all week. That's why I had to go to the staff lunch, because I had no money and no food. And I took the pizza home so I could eat for the next couple
Hell yeah.
days.
Hell yeah.
And then I go, yeah, we're going to... We got some homemade mashed potatoes I'm going to make. And she goes, what? You're going to... I go, yeah, I made them.
Four hours later, they were Bob Evans
out of a container.
4 hours later, she's asleep on the couch, like, oh my God, when is this dinner going to be done?
I'm not going to lie. It was very good. It was a
it
very
good
dinner.
Good.
Also, if you, I don't drink wine much, but if you drink wine, like you just like lay in there and you're drinking wine, you feel so much smarter.
You
like,
do? Why do you think I drink wine?
There was at one point, there was like, now
because
I get
you're an alcoholic.
Now I get it. Yeah.
Back to you, Jeff.
Yeah, normally I just drink whiskey and like I just like do man stuff. I'm like,
yeah.
gotta go bridle the horses. But when I had like the wine, I was like, oh, the control in this experiment is just gas prices, the economy? No, thank you.
Can you believe that China is shorting those treasury bills?
I just felt like our conversation was 10 times smarter because we both had wine in our
Have
hands.
You ever had a wine highball?
Maybe it's just because we were so shit-faced.
That too.
We thought we were being... No, we weren't.
Have you ever had a wine highball?
Is that just wine in a highball glass?
No, I don't think so. That's what my mom calls them, but
crack and
I think it's actually
wine?
A wine spritzer. I call them highballs, but it's... like 7-Up and wine with ice, and then you squeeze some orange juice in it.
7-Up and wine sounds a little white trash.
No.
That sounds very white trash, yeah.
No, it's really good. And it's like, it helps me because then I don't drink the whole bottle of wine.
Where'd you grow up?
Lakeville.
Where's that at?
Up north.
Mm-hmm. Around the South Bend area.
Yeah. It's classy there. But here with classy folk in Irvington, that's white trash.
Think so. It's like I make myself an actual drink.
You woke up and you thought that outfit looked nice today. We can't trust your taste and opinion on anything.
Yeah.
I did do my makeup for the first time.
Yeah, thank God.
And it's really creeping me out because I find you.
Stop.
Attractive.
I think it's my eyebrows. I draw my eyebrows really well today too.
Do you draw your eyebrows on?
I mean, I have them, but
no,
I fill
you
them
need,
in.
You need to watch this makeup video. The amount of work she puts in, respect, son.
Why would I ever want to put that much work into watching a video?
It's three minutes and 40 seconds.
Exactly.
I made it short on purpose.
That's what she said.
Do you have any snacks?
Where's the Oreos?
There's some Oreos.
Did you not get my writer?
No, you didn't text it to me.
Fuck.
Anyway, so you had a good night?
Yeah, did that.
Did you smash? Did you fuck?
Was it otherworldly?
Did you put it right in her butt?
No, this is a love moment.
There was a
they
love
had Atlantic moment. Salmon. Okay.
Ooh, we should get a.
Did you light candles?
There was a candle going in the kitchen.
Okay, fuck in yeah, that counts.
You fucked light, in the kitchen.
Light John Mayer playing in the background.
Oh my God, that sounds great.
What does Joe do while you're smashing?
Joe is at trivia night. I gave Joe $10. I told him to run down
trivia
to,
night where I want to go.
I don't know. No,
it
he's
was Wednesday,
I think,
so maybe it was down by me.
No,
today is Wednesday.
He actually had a cross country meet, but Tuesday is his trivia night.
That's so funny.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I gave him $10 and told him to run.
Does
along.
Joe have a girlfriend? I didn't think so. I mean, he goes
okay,
to trivia.
That hurt.
I'm sorry. No, he doesn't have a girlfriend. No.
Aw. You need to win a date with Joe here on the podcast.
That could be our next thing.
Right. Yeah, I don't...
Is he anti-podcast or what?
No, I don't want to help Joe out at all.
If you get him laid, maybe he'll take $10 off the rent.
Joe's a horrible... Maybe. He's a slumlord. He probably... you owe me more money.
I feel some tension here between him and Joe.
There's a lot of tension.
There's none. For the longest time, I truly thought that him and Joe hated each other.
Right.
And then he was like, no, actually, like, I really like Joe. We're fine.
Joe and I's relationship is like a 7-year-old married couple where we just fight and bicker.
7-year-old married couple?
70-year-old married couple.
I clearly heard 70.
I didn't at all. Sorry. All
right, Jared Fogel, keep your mind out of the gutter. I'm edgy today. I like this new Jeff.
So edgy.
Finally.
Okay.
I know. Do a little more Gaffigan material on the next podcast, Captain Edgy.
Bacon? Have you ever seen bacon? That's my Gaffigan impression.
Every time I see a stand-up, I think it's... what's that? Regan?
Regan?
Every time I see his act, I think it's Brian Regan up there.
Oh, okay. That's what we're talking
about. Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, there it is. I haven't seen Brian Regan in a while. That was the only thing I liked about my roommate freshman year of college was he had a Brian Regan DVD that he watched every night when he went to bed.
Oh, it could have been worse. It could have been Jeff Dunham in the puppets.
No, it's true. He painted black spikes down his face, like down his eyes. He was like a 6'5" ginger who painted spikes down his eyes.
Did he have a girlfriend?
No. It was like he was like a Christian rocker though.
Christian rockers are the worst.
Girls wanted it from him.
It's a sore subject. Move on.
What?
Nothing.
Oh. Oops.
This is awkward.
Spangle lost his fling to it.
Let's move on. Move
Did
on.
He lose
Spangle
his virginity
lost.
to a Christian
I lost
rocker?
My virginity to a Christian
Spangle
rocker.
Spangle lost
yes.
his virginity at a Christian rock concert.
It was Jars
no,
of Clay.
Not.
I was deflowered by Jars of Clay.
He was asked to come backstage and then
he laid me down, the bassist.
Lay me down in sheets of linen.
Wait, did you really fucking lose your virginity at a Christian rock concert?
Count the headlights on the highway.
Well, then what was he about to say?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. It's not important.
Not important. It's none of your business.
Okay. It's been a weird. It's been a weird couple weeks. I had a bad.
What the fuck was that?
Bless you. She's having a brain aneurysm.
Okay, we're good.
Get it on mic. If you're going to sneeze, fucking sneeze into the mic a man.
No, we edit it out. Yeah, don't sneeze into the mic.
No.
Ow.
Don't edit.
She has some decent... We'll Can't. Edit weird... She has some decency to not put the microphone in her fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Oh. Other people use that.
No one important. James Franco will one day use this microphone. Okay.
That's when the podcast is done.
When you've had me on for a third time, it's running out of gas.
What? Yeah, the podcast is over. This is it. We had to have you on. Caitlin can attest to this. I lost my mojo for a week there.
You did.
I was
fucking fucked.
I was done. Really? I couldn't do it. I had my birthday, and a lot of people came out of the woodwork, and it was just really sad, and I was like,
But that's when you're good on the podcast. When you're
sad. It wasn't a good sad.
It was too much.
It was too much sad.
It was
sad.
Actual, really sadness.
Emotional, overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been there.
We tried to do a Just Me and Him podcast on Thursday, and he looked at the clock, and he was like, when is 45 minutes going to be over?
Honestly, we try at We Are Libertarians to do a weekly podcast.
Nice plug.
And, well, it's just polite to plug your guests when they're on.
Oh, I'll plug my guests.
So when I go through times of emotional turbulence, we just have to skip a week. It just can't be done. Like, I have no ability, no desire to have anyone in my house, no desire to read the news, no desire to talk to people and socialize with somebody for 2 hours.
See,
it just can't be done.
I felt pressure to put it. We were putting out good episodes every week for a while, and I was like, okay, this is good, we're doing great, we haven't missed a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt it was our responsibility to the listeners to just keep going hard.
Yeah,
but at the same time, if we're not mentally all there,
if you're putting
the episode suffers
podcast,
and then that yeah, yeah then they're yeah so
and
hopefully
I'm,
the listeners oh, will sorry. Hear sorry no you're fine hopefully the listeners will hear this and be like, oh, okay, I get it, I understand.
Yeah,
it's a free podcast, right? All right.
No, I mean, I'm flattered. Like, for us, the only complaint that people have about our podcast is that we just don't do it enough.
Right. And that's
always flattering and nice to hear.
Yeah.
But, like, you...
Good problems.
It's something that is not always easy. You gotta... It probably takes me 5 to 7 hours a week to put together... To do our podcast, put it together, arrange it, study for it, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, yeah.
That's... For something that doesn't really pay you any money, that's kind of a big commitment. So.
Oh, yours doesn't pay you money?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know, I'm having to build websites on the side. Oh, look at that.
I don't want to look at the price.
I do. I want to see how much money.
Do
oh, nice,
yeah,
Spangle.
Yeah.
You got that for building a whole website?
Did a third grader write that check for you? Look at that handwriting.
My father wrote that check.
How big was the site?
Not that big. I'm not doing it for free.
About 64 gigabytes. What are we talking about? That's
No, he has a business. And he's needed a website. And
let's plug your dad's business on the podcast.
Well, okay, here, yeah. VistaBuildingServices.net. By the time people hear it, the site should be done. If you like garage floors, or like they do concrete refinishing.
There is nothing better than a smooth garage floor.
Refinishing as in like they'll paint over it?
It's not necessarily painting, but yeah, it's like an epoxy with the flakes.
So
it
makes it look nice as shit? Oh my God. I mean, I probably won't need that this year, but Matt and I were thinking about refinishing. I didn't know that's what you called it. Our garage floor, because it looks like asshole.
Acid staining. They go in and they can change it like purple or blue or whatever you want and then shine it on up. So yeah, they do concrete refinishing. They did like a somebody's condo. They do major buildings. They're doing Arsenal Tech right now. All that kind of stuff.
Oh,
so.
Shit.
Yeah. So.
Oh, shit.
Vista Building Services.
I love the word. I love the word epoxy.
Epoxy.
Yeah, we put that in epoxy and...
Caitlin was farting.
No, I'm tapping my finger. Sorry, that's probably loud.
Yeah, it's probably pretty annoying for the listeners.
Where'd
sorry,
you get those
listeners.
Where'd you get those headphones, Jeff? Those look like...
what headphones? As I throw the headphones off my head. Well,
podcast over. You don't have to answer. We don't
need
any. You
got them on eBay.
I'm kind of a bad boy, so I stole these from work, you know? When I used to work at the hospital, I used to steal medical supplies all the time.
Well, I'm guessing when you had Dean Metcalf at your house and he saw those headphones a couple weeks ago, he probably didn't.
Oh, yeah, he didn't
you
say
hit
anything.
Him.
I think I stole these.
No, you hit him. You purposely, I remember you saying.
No. You hit him. You were definitely guilty.
I'm telling Cookie.
I think I stole these from Dean. When I was starting the podcast, I go, yeah, you got any extra headphones that I can use?
And then he said no, and you took him anyway?
No. And then
he tried to do that with
I took him out of the studio.
He tried to do that with one of my microphones.
Yeah.
One of those microphones that I can borrow? I was like,
that's the thing. I'm a bad boy. I take what I want.
Oh, my God. Stop. You asked for it.
Please edit that and put that at the end of the podcast as well.
Why?
What was the first thing she said?
Captain Feminism.
It's
dry, and I couldn't even get it down or something.
Okay, well, that's another soundbite we just got.
I took a photo of Snapchat of us before we started the podcast, and this is from my friend Christine. Why does he have a T-shirt with his name on it and a logo for his name?
Who's?
It's a friend who has no concept that there is a podcast.
Who's that?
My friend Christine.
Tell her I'm a media mogul.
But it is kind of funny that, like, there's without any context.
I don't wear
a T-shirt with his name and a logo.
Matt wore the T-shirt out to a baseball game last week, and we ran into Jason from the Bob and Tom show. And Matt was like, "I probably look like a fucking idiot, like wearing this T-shirt out in public."
He was
"No, babe, you're plugging us."
He was very excited by it. Actually,
stop! Don't fucking use that soundbite at the end.
No, babe, you're plugging us.
Hey,
anyway.
What are you doing?
I'm itching my belly button.
Like this move.
But,
stop! You're making me uncomfortable!
Yeah.
Their eyes were moving all over my body. Feminism.
I've wore this shirt that showed off my figure and then they looked at it. I feel so slut-shamed right now.
My favorite sexual harassment moment was when I was standing in Walmart and an old man walked up behind me and he put his hand on my back and whispered in my ear, "Damn, baby girl, you looking good today." That was my favorite.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
If someone did that to me, I go, "Thank you very much."
Yeah.
Also, this
favorite sexual harassment.
This was sexual harassment moments.
Right. This moment in sexual harassment.
Sponsored by KY Jelly.
It's going in. Whether you want it to or not.
So smooth. Oh. That's weird. Okay,
all right, we got a little too Bill Cosby there. I'm sorry. Let's talk about Caitlin's body some more.
Let's talk about that body, girl.
She looks...
But no, can I...
Like she wants to throw up. Mission accomplished.
Everything's good now. I'm ready to go.
Why is it so hot in here?
Yeah, I don't know. It's because
my undertits are sweating so bad right now. Like, literally so bad.
I know. Hey, plug this phone in while you're...
Hey, will you grab some Oreos, too?
Yeah.
I think they're stale.
I need that.
I don't care. I'm so hungry. I had a healthy lunch today.
Well, I guess I'll just carry on the tradition of this podcast. This is Chris Spangle taking over the Jeff Fibbert podcast. Caitlin appears to be gagging on something, and Jeff has walked away from the controls.
Oh, my God. There's
oh,
so many.
Yes. There's so many. I need
a charger.
Don't you have a charger somewhere?
In my room.
Oh, my God. Oh,
well,
listen. I'm going to miss him when he hangs himself by Thanksgiving.
No.
I don't know.
Thank you for the Oreos, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome, everybody.
I bought these.
I said thank you, and you didn't. Caitlin.
She bought them with her own mother. Her Oreos. She just left them here.
Literally. Oh, it's getting serious. She's leaving things here.
Well, yeah.
You let Caitlin leave things at your house, she'll never go away.
Hold on. You have Oreo on her face.
I don't have Oreo on her face.
You do.
It's these headphones. Yeah. I
didn't
eat an Oreo. How would I have Oreo on my face?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I hate you.
I think this whole thing, the bedroom covered in semen thing.
My bedroom is not covered in
is a bad idea. I think he's going to be hanging. You're going to be hanging in a closet by Thanksgiving. You know that, right?
Why do you say that?
Oh, I think you know why. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Should we get into why you're happy?
We can talk. Yes, we can talk about.
Let's go. Let's fucking go.
We can talk about my life. You want to talk about my life? Let's talk about my life.
It's not my story to tell. Would you like to tell the story?
I just told it. I had a nice night with a girl, and it was fun.
A girl who you previously had relations with.
Can I just say she knows what her nickname is?
No.
I mean, it's pretty. If you listen to the podcast, it's pretty obvious.
Step puppy mom.
No, she's the she's the mom of the puppy. I mean, it's her.
Oh. Your step puppy knows. Dad.
Yeah, she knows her nickname.
So
she
was the girl,
the one that was giving me the advice on your makeup thing. She loved it. She really liked it.
Oh my gosh, she's
so
sweet.
The girl that we
did
have...
you guys watch it together last night?
Yes.
Ah!
Oh,
that's cute.
Yeah, right after adult activities, and it's kind of weird. We both commented on how weird that was.
That's always fun though. Right after you're done fucking, and then you like hang out and watch YouTube videos.
Honestly,
that's great.
Low-key, it's so
of
fun.
Of Caitlin Kapetsky with no makeup on.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
She's like, isn't this weird? I go, yeah, a little bit.
I'm just saying that you have been suicidal.
That's a bit much.
That's a bit extreme.
This is radio. We have to exaggerate. Play along. You have had your heart destroyed, and you barely were able to survive for many months.
Is this a Linkin Park song?
I'm trying to reach Mark Allison, okay?
Yeah.
Over this particular one, and she has
found
herself single, and she came back. She came home.
I think that she didn't realize what she had, and she knew. She knows she fucked up. She knows she did.
How? How do we know that?
Because I just know from stories that I've heard and things that she's done recently. That bitch knows she fucked up.
We've talked. We were both not in a good place at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was an insecure little bitch, and she was she was busy making money.
Mm.
No, she
making money.
We just weren't. We were in two different places, and we weren't ready for a relationship. And I think
I don't want my little Jeff to have his heart broken again.
No, I think
I
don't
now,
want that either
because
I will cut a bitch.
I have had.
Are you listening to this?
She liked your makeup videos.
True.
Hoes out here ain't loyal. Just because you like somebody's YouTube video, it doesn't mean that she won't cut a bitch.
That's fair.
That's true.
I'm just saying. Now, maybe I am committing the psychological sin of transference. And
what does that mean?
That means that you're projecting your experiences onto the... experiences of another.
I just had a minor heart attack. I thought it didn't press record.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that.
And I have seen you wounded, and I do not know this particular girl or the puppy. I just know that the puppy at least makes you very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cute fucking dog.
If I see one more goddamn video of this puppy, I might have to take it out on the puppy.
I feel like an Asian tourist from the dogs over just because I have my phone out and I just start taking a bunch of pictures.
If I kill you, you don't learn a lesson. If I kill the puppy, then you've learned a lesson.
Where did this just go?
Yeah,
not
what are you
to show me
talking
another
about?
Puppy turn. Video.
This isn't even... You just rolled your eyes.
Did I?
Your finely contoured eyes. You just rolled them.
I rolled them at Spangle, not you.
I know.
Why? What are you doing?
It's... This is...
You can't go backwards. You got to go forwards.
I have gone forwards.
They're moving forward together.
Yeah, Oh. Mm. That was really deep.
You guys...
That's a John Mayer lyric, probably.
Honestly,
sometimes I think of John Mayer lyrics, and I like write them down in a little book, and I'm going to send them to him someday.
Hey,
these are some good lines.
Stop.
They'll get you some pussy. And by transitive property, they'll get me pussy because they got him pussy.
Okay. Back to convincing me that you're not fucking up your life again.
He's not.
I'm not talking to you. Nobody wants to hear your opinion.
You'll hear from my lawyer.
I want to hear from Jeff Vibbert.
Okay.
Yes.
That Jeff Vibbert.
I'm so annoyed.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Jeff
Hello,
Vibbert.
Hello.
Yes, that Jeff Vibbert. Media mogul, radio sensation.
We had a staff lunch where they showed us the new thing that we're working on. And we went around and introduced ourselves. And he's like, hello, Jeff Vibbert. Yes, that Jeff Vibbert. He actually got a laugh out of Tom. That was pretty impressive.
Tom Griswold looked at me like I was
a fucking psycho. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Anyway.
What are you doing? What? Convince me that you will not be hanging in your office by Thanksgiving, like I'm predicting.
There's no support beams that I could hang from in my office, so there's
You're
argument
smart,
number one.
Crafty little fucker. You're not that heavy. You could hang from the drop ceiling.
Honestly, if I tried to hang myself, I don't think my weight could
break your neck.
Kill me, yeah. I just hang there. It'd be kind of fun, probably. Like,
Spangle!
Just be like a little swing.
Spangle!
Okay. This is getting a bit morbid.
This is
anyway,
a little morbid.
Well, that's what we do here. Well?
Convince him.
I'm 31 years old and you are 24. You are a little babe in the woods at 22?
I'm 22.
The lady that cuts my hair goes, oh, you just had a birthday? Are you 22 now? And I go, I'm 25.
Oh, yeah, you're 25 now. I'm 32 in 5 days or whatever it is. I've lived a long time. I've seen a lot of situations. I don't have hope.
Your life is over.
You don't have hope with anything.
Yeah, your life's dead.
I have hope for my life, for this situation. I'm not hopeful.
What?
I don't like this girl. Because I don't like what happened.
Am I sitting across the table from Joe?
Anytime everyone in your life goes, this is a dumb situation, you know the situation that I just got out of. And everybody around me was like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I was one of them that said you're an idiot.
Exactly right.
Look, every birthday what I do is I sit down and I evaluate what I learned in that year and how that year went.
Mm-hmm.
24, when I was 24... It was a rough year.
You're just getting your taint waxed.
I was getting my taint waxed on national radio.
That was your first appearance on the show.
I was dipping my toe. I was dipping my taint into the entertainment industry, going taint first. And no,
I hated that.
I don't know why that got me.
Am I good? Yeah, I'm just rolling my eyes at you because that was a stupid joke, and I hated that I laughed.
Okay, but no.
So 24, you're
24.
Showing the.
I just started working at Bob and Tom not too long ago.
Taint.
I hadn't carved out my niche of funny guy in the office yet, so I didn't have my thing. No,
slowly evolving.
I was always afraid that I was going to get fired. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be comfortable there. And then finally, I had some job security there, and then stand up. I started. And then the McAfee thing happened. And I did all the work leading up to that, and I was just like, okay, I can do stand-up. And then I did that big show, and I was like, oh, okay, I can do this. This is good. I'm in a good place. I was on my own. I wasn't really seeing anyone. I was just kind of out there taking hits on my own, finding myself.
right.
And I found it. There I am. I see it. And
doing a lot of finding yourself?
And I've hung out with people that I haven't hung out with for like a year, and they're just like, you're not the same jumpy, neurotic person that you usually are where you're just constantly worried and in your head.
No, there is definitely... I mean, at one point early on, I remember we were sitting out on the front porch, and I just remember saying, like, why... The reason that Grace is moving ahead in the office is because Grace doesn't take... Like, Grace just does it. And you're, like, waiting. She just asked for forgiveness, and in life you have to ask for permission. Or wait, ask for forgiveness and not permission. And like you were like, well, so what do I do? I was like, just go start talking to Tom Griswold. Ask him if he wants to go to lunch. You're like, I can't do that.
Yeah, can I just say I've been trying to schedule a lunch with Tom Griswold, and he's yeah, we'll do this week.
Right.
Oh, I had to meet with.
But
my
that's
lawyer.
How it goes with Tom. Like,
honestly, this is when Tom, he said next week we're for sure gonna have a lunch. When he goes, hey, lunch Tuesday, you ready? I had to meet with my lawyer. I'm very sorry. and just walk out of the room. Goodbye.
That's very funny.
My lawyer that he hooked me up with. Tom has a lawyer, and my lawyer is Tom's lawyer's son.
Why do you have really?
Yeah.
Why do you have a lawyer?
I'm a media mogul, Spangle.
You have a podcast. Why do you have a lawyer?
I'm a media mogul. Spangle, you're so sheltered from the dangers of moguling.
Of success. Yes.
That's the way I've kept it. I've kept you guys in my little port. I'm out there fighting the storm out on the sea. Well, you guys are just safe at port, completely oblivious to what's going on out at sea. There's pirates out there.
No.
There's sea hares.
Sea I've never
there's,
wanted...
There's sea otters raping.
There's sea otters raping next to sea hares. I've never wanted Twitter so bad in my life. So...
What is going on?
Tom at lunch today goes, I've never wanted Twitter so bad in my life. Because
Why?
He was watching PBS and someone was excitedly talking about seeing sea hares in the ocean.
What are sea hares?
And he wanted to tell the world to get on Twitter and say, go check out PBS right now. They're talking about sea hares.
What's a sea hare? I don't know what that means.
It's like a unit of measurement. It's thinner than a millimeter. It's by a cunt hair. You never heard of sea hare?
No.
That's like a construction worker's thing.
Yeah, how would I fucking know that?
Well, you have a mouth of a construction worker,
right.
So I figured...
You have the body of a construction worker, the mouth of a construction worker,
the outfit of a construction worker with that denim.
If I had on a pair of work boots right now, I could literally go and be on a construction team.
You look like Rosie the Riveter's More Butch sister.
That's very true, and I like that. But hey, feminism, you're very empowering.
It's okay, own it. Your sexuality. Own it. Or lack thereof.
Is that your Subaru Forester in the driveway?
Is that my what?
Your Subaru Forester in the driveway?
Go
no.
Exist, okay. So yes, there is a marked difference in Jeff Vibbert, and I think it's confidence. I hope it's self-esteem, because confidence. There was a point about 5 months ago where I was just as confident as could be, but I had no self-esteem whatsoever, and you just like crumble because you're hollow.
Yeah.
Are we confident Jeff Vibbert, or are we Jeff Vibbert who loves himself and as a result is radiating confidence?
Well, I do love myself. I will.
Not in your masturbatory ways.
No. Why do you have to always think of go to masturbation as your... Why
because
is that? Because you're a comedian? Do you think you're...
I'm not a comedian.
I'm definitely more confident. I don't know. It was a... This year had a calming effect. I'm out of the shit.
I think it's...
I grew up. I think I grew up.
That's a great... Yeah.
I mean, literally and figuratively. I literally am a year older.
You do... I actually...
Because I've been around the sun once.
I saw the Taint video and I go, you know, Jeff actually looks different. He looks more adult.
Honestly, I think in like 2 months, it was like Benjamin Button.
you're hitting a growth spurt.
Yeah. That was me aging.
If you go back and look at the first photos from 2 years ago when I met Jeff, and now he did—he hit his growth spurt.
No, I've been hitting the weight.
And
I've
you were like 23, weren't you?
22 when I started.
So I mean, like
Bob and Tom, right?
Like
I was
I
22.
Feel like
coming around in September of 2013.
It's been a long time since 22.
That's right.
Is that a quote? Oh, John. That was John Mayer.
And the years between 20 and 25 are definitely. 18 to 25 are kind of the most
crucial.
Yeah, like from 16 to 18, you really grow because you grow into you become like a human being as opposed to a kid. Like you're not an adult, but you're.
I
kind
really
of
grew into my
there.
Sexuality from 16 to 18.
Oh, okay.
I know. We saw the Tumblr, and so from 20 to 25, that's when you kind of phase out of being a kid and really become an adult, and by the time you hit 27, 28, that's when you really just, like, you get yourself figured out. Like, I know what I'm good at. I know what my skills are. I know what I'm not good at. And I've stopped fooling myself that I'm going to be good at these certain things. So don't focus on the things that are your weaknesses. Focus on the things that are your strengths. And, like, you just sort of between 26 and 28, you now that you've gone through that process, Jeff, where you go, okay, I'm good at these things. I'm going to start focusing on that, and then you have a process of, like, shedding out of your childish skin.
I mean, I got out of school.
Right.
I graduated, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, it was my first year out on my own. Like, I'm not going to classes anymore, and I wasn't in that structured thing. So it takes some getting used to. I'm used to that. But I think this podcast has helped out a lot. I mean, I know mm-hmm. we're just talking about dick jokes and sea otters and weird stuff like that.
Sea hares.
Would you say, Caitlin, you've been on this for 14 episodes or 15, mm-hmm. whatever. Would you say this podcast has helped you grow a little bit? Or is it just... No, not at all?
Wait.
This podcast is like a cup of coffee.
I don't realize that it's helping me grow yet because I am in the weirdest transitional stage that I feel like I have ever been in my entire life.
Is that what the work boots are for?
Oh my God. I was trying to have a serious moment and you just ruined it.
I'm with you.
You said transitional. I couldn't not.
I'm looking at that smoky eyeliner and just...
Anyway,
so you're transitional.
So when we started, it was February of my senior year and there was this whole... question mark above am I going to get a job? What am I going to do? What do I want to even apply for? What's going to make me happy and pay my bills for the next year or two? Then I got a job. Then I graduated. Then I've been working this 9-to-5 consistent job that has actually caused me time anxiety, I'm pretty sure. So this whole thing of like moving away from my friends and moving into a new house, like all of these things are happening all at the same time as this. So I think that it's helping me in ways that I don't realize yet. But looking back at on my birthday next year, I'll say, hey, that helped me.
I think that's the thing. Like you're going through all this stuff and then all of a sudden it just hits you like, oh,
you go through all these
in the accounting books of life, you sort it all out and you're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, you go through all these chaotic vortexes and then you hit a point where everything kind of slows down.
Are we space pirates or where are we?
Is this Interstellar?
Yeah. We're traveling through time. We're all on
a
journey.
Love that fucking movie.
If I was Matthew McConaughey, my life would be 10 times better. Let's just say that. I wouldn't have problems if I was Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, he ended up in the third dimension, so fuck that.
And he got AIDS.
But he saved his I don't want to spoil the movie.
Dallas Buyers Club. He died.
Oh my god!
Fucking spoiler alert, Spangle.
I haven't seen the movie actually.
Now I can't watch Gone Girl and I can't watch Dallas Buyers Club.
Both great movies.
You people have ruined it.
Bruce Willis was a ghost. So you go through these chaotic vortexes.
Son of a bitch.
Bruce Willis was a ghost.
Sixth Sense.
Oh.
That's the most classic.
And then like everything kind of like I'm hitting that point right now where I've gone through like 2 years of massive change. And things have kind of sped up, major changes, things calm down, you reflect, you learn on what you just went through the last month or two.
Mm-hmm.
Things speed up, you go, then you get time to reflect. Like right now, I'm able to relax, take a deep breath, focus on the things that I've learned over the last 2 months, 3 months, and apply that. And like at 32, I'm still becoming more mature. I'm getting out of childish thinking. I'm like going through all these changes because I'm finally getting my
period.
Did
your voice just crack?
I'm getting my
are you going through puberty? Yeah, you're growing up.
I'm finally going through changes.
Right before our eyes.
The fourth key chains of Beyonce's Love on Top make you start your menstrual cycle.
What
the hell just happened?
Is that like an urban legend?
Yeah.
Well, I think like for me at 32, I started out. Like, I had to become an adult, and then I really started focusing on my career, and I focused on that until really, like, I got this job, and I'm secure and happy, and I love my job, and I'm good at it, and it suits my skills perfectly, and so I've been able to focus on other stuff, and it has allowed me to get better at my financial life, start to figure out how to have a dating life. Like, I've never really dated until I got divorced, and I'm not good at it. Like, I'm not good at romantic relationships or dating or any of this shit. And so, like, therapy, I've been going to therapy for 3 months, and it's helped me a ton. Like, not only learn about how I interact with other people, but especially, like, attachment figures, meaning women that I want to date. Like, and realizing all the fucked up behavior in my romantic relationships relate back to my parents' divorce and abandonment issues of the past and old wounds. And, like, so I've had, like, all this great personal growth in figuring out how to have romantic relationships. I'm 32. Like, I don't think we ever get to a point where you stop growing. So I think you get to a point where you're just focusing on one area. Like, for the last year and a half, I focused on my health and my weight loss, and I've gotten to a point where it's automatic. You know, I slip and I eat Oreos and I eat Giacomo's, and then tomorrow I will try and get back to eating better. You know, but I learned new skills over the last year and a half to improve that area of my life. Before that, it was learning work skills. Then it was health skills. Now it's relationship skills. And then, like, it'll come along where life will become unmanageable in some certain area, and then I will start fixing that. You know, we're always just kind of hurtling from one crisis to another. Like, you really are just, if you're in a good space where you're, like, where Jeff's at, you're just enjoying a moment of peace before you run into the next life crisis. Like,
that is like such a horrible way to live.
But it isn't a horrible way.
But it's true.
But it is true. True. And so, if you expect that there will be adversity in life, and the adversity that you run into changes you and grows you for the better, then it's beautiful. It's great. Like, I hate what I've gone through the last. I hated going through my parents' divorce. I hated going through my divorce. I've hated dating and rejection and the failure of all that, but I'm glad for it because the failure taught me confidence. It taught me self-esteem. It taught me to change my thinking. It taught me to get my health under control, to get my finances under control. Like, adversity isn't a bad thing. It's like you're going to have hard times in life.
Yeah.
You know? And so enjoy the moments when you don't have it, but recognize that you need to take that time of peace and reflect on the things that you just went through to better prepare you for what you're about to go through. Because if you think that your life is always going to be happy, that you're always going to be positive, that you're always going to be, you know, kittens and rainbows, you're full of shit.
Puppies and rainbows.
Puppies and rainbows.
There you go. No, yeah, I agree with that. And that, I think life is more negative than it is positive, but it's how you deal with that negative.
I'm in a very, I'm unhappy with a lot of things in my life at the moment, but I'm happier than I've ever been.
Right.
Because I'm looking at them differently. I'm appreciating the bad shit in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I would much prefer to have a relationship like you and Matt, Caitlin. I would love to have a girlfriend and a life partner and have not gotten divorced and all that.
You think you want what Caitlin and Matt have? And then you go out as the awkward third wheel to dinner with them, and then you see how they interact, and you're like, I'm so glad I'm on my own. I'm single.
But as a single person, I enjoy that I get to date and meet a ton of different women that are teaching me a lot of different things.
A ton of different women. The word choice there. Continue.
No, but like, I'm very social, so I meet a lot of different people, and it's... What are you doing?
I'm yawning, sorry.
But you didn't yawn like a normal human being. You moved the mic out of the way of your mouth. You stared me directly in the eye and then opened your mouth as wide as it could go, looking like a little calf.
I'm establishing dominance. I'm making eye contact and letting you know this is my podcast.
So, but like, I'm enjoying...
Our podcast.
I'm enjoying the process of being single because it allows me to meet a lot of new friends. Like, the social circle that I talk to on a daily basis are largely women that I dated. We just decided that we would work better as friends, and they're great lifelong friends now.
Most of your friends are ex-girlfriends?
The people that I kind of talk to on a daily basis. My best friends are like my friends from high school, the friends that I... most of my best friends are guys. But
see,
Me? Am I me?
You're a friend. I consider you a friend. Dear friend.
See, I told you. We talked about this last week. I told you.
Okay, well.
No, you're my friend. Otherwise, I wouldn't give you
Caitlin, what were you going to say? Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, it's okay.
You're a work partner.
I might come to your funeral.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
It'll
Would you
be
guys come
sooner.
To my funeral?
Is it a...
Will there be food there?
Is it during work?
Yeah, well, I have to take off. Ooh, yeah. Can I take off work?
I mean, I get off work at like noon every day. I can't afford to miss anymore.
You what?
Why are you yawning now?
I'm not. My jaw just really hurts from talking.
You need to go to a doctor.
I know.
What doctor? Who's your doctor?
It's just like so much.
I don't have a doctor.
Open mouth staring at me in the eye.
Do you want me to check out your mouth? I'm dating a nurse, so I can.
No, I like I said earlier, I'm pretty sure I have time anxiety. So yesterday I requested an appointment for a primary care physician. Can they look at my jaw?
Is that like a med check?
No, it's at like, you know, like IU Health. It's like one of the affiliates, but it's like a primary care physician.
Why don't we answer this question off air?
My dad's a dentist, so he's not a doctor.
We can go out down in Irvington. I'm sure we can find some doctors.
No.
We can find some people that'll look at your mouth in my neighborhood.
No. You got a pretty mouth.
I hated that.
So I was saying before Jeff got all insecure and made a point
about wanted the people to know that I may be mean to you on Instagram, but we're still friends.
And that is true. Yeah, people think that like Jeff and I for some reason don't like each other. I talked to Jeff.
What?
Nothing. What?
Did you just fart?
No, I burped.
I would say
it's always coming out of one end with
Caitlin.
Why is
she's smelling her armpits now.
I was looking to see if I was sweating.
Jeff and I probably talk to Jeff. I talk to probably 20 to 40 people a day. Like,
bitch, what?
Yeah, easily.
Are you going and doing speeches in front of classrooms?
No, like just messenger, chat groups, email.
You make me want to puke.
Like, my friend circle's pretty big.
I talk to... like 3 people a day.
Right.
I've talked to like 8 people today, and that's because I was in a meeting with 8 people.
Right. Matt, Jeff, what's your name? Jeff is probably in the top...
Caitlin's made that mistake before. She called me Matt.
Jeff is in the top three of the people that I talk to every day. So I allow him that much...
I'm in your top eight on MySpace.
Yeah, you're in my top three of people. And I actively try to avoid you.
I know, but I find you.
I know. I genuinely, like, Jeff... Almost no one makes me laugh like Jeff makes me laugh. Like, I genuinely think he's funny. Like,
I think debatable.
No, Jeff is just, like, around the office, Jeff has finally come out of his shell and has gotten comfortable. And let me finish. Don't be so uncomfortable with the compliments.
Wait. I feel like that's something we'd say in, like, vows. No one makes me laugh. Jeff makes me laugh.
But, like, everybody around the office genuinely, like, every time Jeff opens his mouth, it's funny. He's just naturally funny. Like, he doesn't have to try.
I'm shitting gold these days. What,
like,
can I say?
I'll be shitting on the toilet, and then he will knock on the door, and I will just start laughing because it's just funny. I don't know why he's funny. But
the more I think about it,
like the time you came into his office with a straw in your mouth and you pretended to be a mosquito.
I just watched that video. On Saturday night, I watched that video. I was looking through my phone.
That was so funny.
When I go to work, I go there to work. Like, during the breaks, Jeff goes there to annoy me.
You're busy chatting with your friends, with 30 to 40 people.
30 to 40 people. Like,
how do you keep up?
After the show, I shut my door to keep Jeff out, and Jeff just comes in, and I end up not minding, and
I
don't know why.
I'm like Kramer, I don't knock.
I specifically shut the door to keep Grace and Jeff out, and
but the more I think about it, the more I think I'm like a puppy. you're in the bathroom? Why am I not in the bathroom with
exactly
you right now?
Right. You're like having a toddler.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
But no, like, the dating process I've enjoyed because I've gained a lot of new friends, and I've gained a lot of, like, women are...
You're getting out more. I can see that, and that's
good. Yeah, Uber has been great because Uber has made me more social. Like,
That's right, you're an Uber driver.
I love driving for Uber.
You're an Uber driver now?
I am, yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Caitlin's boyfriend's an Uber driver.
He hasn't driven this summer because he doesn't have air conditioning.
I've driven 40 or 50 people.
Welcome. Tell Matt, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
I haven't had air conditioning in either of my cars since 2009.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I haven't had an AC. Look, I like to...
You like to live on the edge.
I don't like to have luxuries so that whenever I'm even more successful than
no
I am...
No luxuries, but he has two cars.
I can look back and be like, yeah.
Well, we were talking today about how he's just like Bob. I mean, Bob walks out and says, should I drive the Porsche or the Mercedes or the car with air conditioning? And Jeff walks out and says, should I drive the car without air conditioning or the car without air conditioning?
No matter how you look at it, I still have more cars than both of you.
That's
if you
true.
Put your cars together, we have the same amount of cars.
Anyway.
But yeah, like, I'm taking more risks in talking and in just like interpersonal relationships and not being a big fucking fraidy cat pussy asshole.
Are you ever afraid you're going to get robbed?
Never.
An Uber?
No, like, everybody, the great thing about Uber is, like, I've always been, like, a homebody and a kind of a hermit. And
I'm glad you said homebody.
And and so, like, Uber has forced me to, yes, I think the audience figured out what you were trying to get
at. I didn't.
Tony Romo rhymes with. So, like, Uber, like, last Saturday night, I was out Ubering, and I ended up meeting up with some friends, and I ended up at Tiki Bob's, and then I drove some drunk bridesmaids around, and then I went to Ollie's at a gay bar. I've never been to a gay bar.
Ollie's fucking chicken tenders.
Yeah.
And they are so good. They're the best fucking chicken tenders.
And then
I got home at 5 a.m.
This is what Caitlin's wanted to talk about. Let's talk about chicken
tenders. That really
tenders.
Just perked me up.
All right. Like, so...
You're leaving out a... I don't know if we can talk about this. I got a picture of Spangle.
And then I got that picture, thankfully.
There is a girl.
3 in the morning.
That I'm friends with that I was, she, I
Spangle
bought.
Spangle was giving a girl a lap dance.
On top of her, straddling her.
I wasn't giving her a lap dance.
In a hotel room at 3 a.m. And I check my phone, and I got a little something laying next to me. And I go, oh my God. And I don't know what, I thought they were like incriminating photos, like. It looked like there was like a private investigator like snapping windows pictures of me through blinds.
That was Aaron.
Yeah.
No, I bought a box of Junior Mints because it sounded really good at 2:30 in the morning.
I love Junior
Mints. And exactly. And she tried to keep my Junior Mints away from me so I wouldn't eat them to keep the calories off.
So you sat on her.
So I sat on her like any good fat kid would. And I got my Junior Mints.
Well, the picture looked way sexier than the story was.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. I shouldn't have told the story. It would have
been
no,
you should have lied.
That's like me telling people how I broke my back.
Well, I was doing Pilates and...
The story's even worse than that.
What is it?
Well, I broke my back in high school carrying my backpack around. Because I carried too many books because I didn't want to go to my locker.
So, long story short, like... Even at 32.
No, that wasn't a long story short. That's fine.
That was the longest way you could have told that story.
Long story short, as we stopped swimming in Lake Mee.
Thank you.
That metaphor.
There is always going to be growth and change. You're always going to be different. And you're never, like, you just, like, the way that you change your life is you pick one small thing and start with that. And then, like all these things for so long have been wrong with me, and how do I fix them? And I'm not perfect. Instead, I just said, okay, you know what? Today, I'm going to do this. And that's the one thing I'm going to change today. I'm going to do better at. And, like, that's how you do it. And, like, I've seen Jeff do that as he has gone on to say, I'm going to be more open with my bosses and tell them exactly what I want and not be afraid. And by stating exactly what he wants and what he expects and what his worth is, he has gotten more, he's not gotten any more money, but he's gotten more respect and more opportunity as a result. So you may not have gotten everything that you wanted, but you did get.
Because showbiz!
Jeff Vibbert has grown and changed. It doesn't mean that this she-devil that broke your heart many months ago has. How do I know? Can I bless this relationship?
This is what I said.
Based on past results.
And believe me, I stopped and said, is this a John Mayer song? She goes, I think we're both on the same page. And I go, yeah, we're on the same page. But when we turn that page, will it say, end of chapter?
You did not say that out loud.
I did. Oh. I was drunk at the point.
No, don't. I liked it.
That's adorbs.
No, I was obviously kidding. And people grow up. That's the thing. You definitely have to meet people at the right time. Because there's been... Mm-hmm. There's the opportunities that I've had where... I go, I'm so glad I got this opportunity now instead of 2 years prior, because I would not have been ready to handle that opportunity.
Sure.
Like, if I would have been performing for sold-out theaters of 1,300 people 2 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to handle that opportunity, and it would have been awful.
Right.
But I crushed it. No, but it's just...
Slayed?
And there's sometimes you get antsy, and you're like, oh, I need this to happen now. I need all this to happen now.
Totally, yeah.
But it's a kind of a blessing that it doesn't happen when it does, because you're not ready for it. And I really care about this girl, and I'm glad what happened, because now I'm looking at it and I go, wow, I really appreciate this and I really appreciate her, and I'm not uncomfortable with giving compliments and telling her how I feel and
keep the pimp hand strong.
Being out in the open with everything.
Yeah. Because more authentic.
Because sometimes, yeah, I'm authentic. Because I used to have to feel like I put up a wall. And okay, all right, I'm in front of I'm on stage right now. I'm going to wow you with my 15-minute routine. We're going to make love. And you're going to love it. And no.
Exactly. But, you've changed. You figured out sort of what I figured out. Like, it's you. Like, for so long I've lived my life where, like, I have myself in the center. And then wrapped around that is shame and fear. And then wrapped around that is the character of Chris Spangle that I ever want everybody to desperately love.
Oh, what are you wearing right now? Shame and fear. That's
right. But, like, and so you're not authentic. You're not yourself. And so you're just not prepared. Like, I remember desperately wanting to have a relationship immediately after my wife left. And it wasn't that I needed a relationship. It's that I needed the validation. I needed someone to fix what she had just broken. And, like, now, after a year and a half, I've fixed what was broken, and now I can have a relationship where I'm really thankful that the relationships that I desperately wanted to work out over the last year and a half did not, because those were not the right people for me whatsoever. Like, but now I can have a healthy relationship because of the work that I've done on myself. Like, and I've seen you kind of go through that too.
Right.
Like, you're not performing, you're not trying to get people to like you, you're just saying, this is me, and if you don't like me, then... I guess just go listen to the
peace
Doug
out,
Benson podcast.
Peace out, haters. I'm getting money.
What's wrong with you? Let's fix you.
Yeah.
Now that Jeff and I are healthy and fixed.
That's the thing. Like, Caitlin's a weird case because she has a good relationship. And that's the thing. A lot of people like to give her shit and be like, oh, you met your boyfriend when you were
19.
Yeah. Well, people change and that's never going to work.
Yeah, but you've taken it slow and you know what, you know. Like
The thing with Matt and I is you guys had to go through your lives and kind of fix yourselves by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And for the both of us, we were so both broken and we were in the process of fixing ourselves when we met. Mm-hmm. And then we met each other and it just like everything made sense. And I was like, you make me a better me. And so I'm fixing myself and you're helping me mend that by being such a great person. And I was doing the same for him. And because we were so young, we have been growing up together this whole entire time. And we have, you know, been long distance and we have, you know, live together already and we're living together again and we have a dog and it's weird and I'm not going to pretend like it's perfect. His steering wheel is fucked up because he punched it when
euphemism?
No, his literal steering wheel in his car. It's okay, like, yeah, it's,
I should have let you finish. You punched
it. It's bashed in because he punched it because we got in a fight about dishes one time last summer. I locked him out of the house one time last summer.
Well,
not my brightest moment.
Trouble in paradise, obviously.
No, people I mean, fight. But like, but I just I don't want to put on the facade that we're perfect when we're far from it.
No,
but
fighting is totally healthy and natural. Like, if a couple, like,
we box each other.
The last year and a half of my marriage, my wife and I didn't fight, and I wish
we had.
That's
the worst because the silence is just the separation more than anything. Because
you don't give a shit about each other anymore.
Yeah,
like anger is love.
Yeah,
like in some like a healthy anger, like a. Is love. Like there's definitely boundaries, but like you know, if it's control then it's not healthy.
And
it's like, you know, anger can be healthy.
It ebbs and flows properly. Too. You know what I mean? Like there are some weeks where like we literally get in fights, you know, 3 or 4 times, and then there's an entire month and a half where we haven't gotten in a fight and it's like the best, you know, time of our lives.
Yeah.
And sometimes we'll even look at each other and say like, wow, like we haven't fought in a really long time. This is a good time. And it's just like outside pressure and it's outside different things causing stress. And we just take it out on each other because we know that the other one can handle it. Like if I get all pissy, I know he can handle it. Or if I get all pissy, I know he's going to say, hey, you're being a pissy fucking asshole. You need to stop.
Last year on Mother's Day of 2014, it was 3 or 4 months after Sam had left.
Your ex-wife.
And Jinx, you owe me a Coke. And
we're not sponsored by Coke. We can't say Coke legally. You have to say soda.
I went over to my mom's.
Diet Right. That's Diet Right.
Dang.
This tastes like shit.
May I have my phone while I tell the story, please? Because we have to get into another rap air horn battle at the end of this program. The people that want it.
We're talking about Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, I just remember, I know I'm going to be long-winded and he'll have time. I just remember on Mother's Day going to my mom's house and treating her like absolute. I was the biggest asshole I have ever been to.
Your own mother on Mother's Day?
Uh-huh. I'm not proud of this, but I think it taught me something about how we deal with pain. Like, I was in such deep pain and so hurt and so, like, everything was just out of control. And I had no outlet because I wasn't going to therapy. I wasn't, like, I was denying how much pain I was in. And so I just remember being really awful to my mom. And, like, I just was a dick. And I thought about it, like, later. And I realized it was because she's the safest person that I could be that awful to and express that pain.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we are really terrible to other people that we love. And the other person internalizes it and takes it personally and makes it about them and says, well, they were so mean to me. They must hate who I am. When really the question that when somebody is just pissy and awful and being a dick, like we did to Jeff on the last time I was here, why are you being such a little bitch? I know you're not mad at me because I'm awesome. And he was like, I'm scared of the Pat McAfee show. And then we gave him a little pet talk.
I want to know how long I can milk the Pat McAfee show.
The rest of your life.
3 years.
Acting.
Well, when the guy who hangs blinds in your parents' house recognizes you...
You know you made it.
You know you made it.
But, like, sorry. So I think if you're in a relationship, you have to say, okay, did you have a bad day? What's up? because like Matt is not coming home and screaming at you and calling you all kinds of names because you know when you deserve it. If it's undeserved, yeah. then you know the other person is in pain and they're taking right. it out on you because you're the safe person they can do that with.
See, the people I love, I treat them with nothing but respect. I just go up to random strangers and just yell at them and I'm an asshole to them.
Right. So, like, that's one of
Take
the things.
Out on them. I'll never see them again.
Like, so that's one of the things that I've learned over the last year is not to internalize everything and make it all about me and get my ego offended. And, like, it's really sometimes about the other person. And, like, the loving thing to do is just say, like, what the fuck is your problem?
As I'm turned 25, sometimes I'm starting to see it's got nothing to do with me. That's.
Mm-hmm.
People care about you far less than you realize. I think we make the mistake of thinking that people care more than they actually do. Like, people are just trying to find the best deal for themselves. They're
right.
trying to satisfy their own needs first, you know. And honestly, the healthier, as I've gone through therapy and the healthier I've gotten, the more I look around and I go, oh, these people that I've been around are really fucked up. And I don't mean that about Jeff. But
just me.
Just you, Caitlin. I mean, there's people that I've been around that I'm like, I may need to put some distance on this because mm-hmm. they're exhibiting unhealthy stuff that they're going to have to figure out. I need to be over here and take care of myself. But yeah, I don't know.
Can I just say when I went and got your phone, I looked through your phone. You have like 18 Tinder matches.
No shit. I saw that.
Yeah. What?
I'm killing
it. Is that healthy? Is Tinder healthy?
Part of why I'm doing it is because I want practice, not the thrill. I'm not doing it because I need something. I'm doing it because I want to like get the experience of talking to women to date.
And you're trying to slay a couple hood rats, right?
Of course.
On Tinder, I'm not judging.
Tinder,
not
who cares?
Judgy pants.
Like, and most
I've
of these are
I've only heard things
Jeff.
About Tinder. I've never been on it before.
Yeah.
Oh, she seems nice.
That's the sound of Caitlin ravaging the back package of Oreos.
This girl looks sweet. I'm going to make her a single mother of two.
Okay.
Okay. That one looks not as sweet. Okay.
I kind of... can we just get on your Tinder? What's your Tinder profile say?
Yeah, you can check it out if you want. I'm just...
Can I read it?
Yeah, sure.
All right. This is Hold Chris on. Spangle's Tinder
it's
profile.
Very good.
And I want to go through your pictures. Oh my god, it's so long.
It's not long at all.
I like how you have a before and after. Okay, these are his photos. Him in the Bob and Tom studio, obviously. I see what you're doing there.
Yeah. Why would I not use that to my advantage?
Respect.
Tom does. He's like, you're out there dating.
A before and after photo showing that you're losing weight.
Right.
A picture of you and some cats.
A funny photo.
It's Chris Spangle's face photoshopped onto a Christmas sweater. And a guy holding a cat, and there's like a big cat photo in the background. There's like a Inception picture of Spangle inside a Spangle inside a Spangle. There's Chris Spangle sitting next to a girl with her head down in her hands.
That's my mother.
She looks very disappointed. I think you can get ready. This is what you can expect in this relationship. Disappointment. a picture of Chris Spangle looking like Andy Warhol. Just...
I probably should
mysterious.
Delete that.
Yeah,
that's like goofy.
You look like a,
I was trying to be funny, but that's not
you
funny.
Look
that's
like
I'm going to bury you in a wood pile.
You're giving like the
that looks like the
blue 55-year-old
steel. People who don't know how to use Facebook. And they,
right.
Hang give me on, that. I got
to
delete
they
it.
Take a
I need to read
pic.
Your. I need to read your bio.
Right, I got
to
delete it.
Specs. Very nerdy. Right out of the gate. Very nerdy.
That's me.
This is.
What
I'm just going to give you an honest rundown of this.
I don't give a shit.
Be yourself though.
What?
Specs. Physical. Down 65 pounds. 6 foot, handsome, big dick.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Likes, comedy, trying trendy new restaurants, exercise, history, and libertarianism.
Right.
I still need to get into that group. Library.
It really says big dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I gotta prepare them.
It says it looks like one of those Swiss rolls. Passions. Get ready for this one. Helping and encouraging others. Making love.
Mm-hmm.
Work. The Bob and Tom Show. Can we get in trouble for
nope
using Bob and Tom Show to run tail?
ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Wait. Oh, family shown. My cats. Cornelius and Mittens. My proud mother. Oh my god. It shows Instagram photos. There's pictures of me all over your Tinder. Your Tinder bio. Oh my gosh. Top 100 interests. Has anyone read these?
No, that's automatically generated.
Okay. Trump memes is in your top 100 interests.
It's the most recent liked. You didn't read my favorite sexual positions.
Marijuana makes you violent is one of your top 100 interests.
You have favorite sexual positions on here?
On my Tinder, yeah.
I'm going to barf.
Interracial dating is in your top 100 interests.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Uh-huh.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Caitlin knows all about interracial dating.
Lashes and lips.
I used to.
Lashes and Lips by Emily is in his top 100 interests.
A friend of mine runs a little
So you
thing.
Care about her makeup videos, but you don't care about Caitlin's.
What can I say? She has a page and asked me to like it. She's proactive.
D's what? Nuts for President 2016. You like that? I don't blame you on that.
Who does a libertarian vote for in a presidential election?
Libertarian candidate.
But...
Gary Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah, delete, edit. I'm going to delete this weird photo of you.
I want to hear the sexual positions.
There wasn't a sexual positions.
You're supposed to play along.
Oh,
we're going to make up shit about...
fucking asshole. Oh.
Spangle, when you're going to town on a girl, what's your favorite position? Well, this was a... I don't know. Is there anything else we want to talk about? This is a good stepping stone getting back into the normal. We have a guest.
I'm still not convinced.
We have a guest scheduled for next week.
I still think she's going to break your heart.
No, probably. Nah. That's going to happen. And you know what? If I get my heart broken, good. I'll pick up those pieces. I'll come back better than ever. I'll seek revenge on those who hurt me. And
I'll eat the souls of the children.
No, literally.
Women desperately don't want to be forgotten.
That
was a good line.
That was probably the deepest thing I've ever said to Spangle.
Uh-huh.
Spangle goes, why are those girls texting you? And I go, or what do those girls want? And I go, the same thing all girls want, to not be forgotten.
I was like, oh, shit, son, so nothing, John Mayer.
When you forget them, that's when they pop up.
Say it again.
Yeah,
so
but that's not a girl thing. That's happened to me before, like, a lot.
No, that's just a people thing. There I just...
Whenever you are single... You gravitate back towards what you were attracted to before for whatever reason, because it's safe and like I gravitated last year back towards my high school sweetheart. Hadn't talked to her since high school, and like now we're really good friends, and we wouldn't necessarily date, but you'd
fuck.
No, we haven't. Like, I'm friends with everybody that I've ever dated. I'm not friends with my ex-wife, but. When you date somebody, you build this relationship, you build this chemistry, and you're always going to have that chemistry of conversational chemistry. Well,
I don't believe that.
I do. I mean, everybody that I've ever dated, I'm great friends with. Like, I love talking to them, and like, they're important in my life. Like, because you're just, we were bonded over the same interests, and
I think people change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think that's probably what happened to me is I have changed immensely from the person I was then to who I am now.
Right.
And so we don't have interest because I'm not interested in those things anymore.
I guess I haven't really changed interest or like, I'm still kind of who I am. I'm just more comfortable with who I am, you know? But that was the female on the show.
Yeah.
Way to, I'm proud of you. That was a good feminist moment. You destroyed
gender
roles. And you made it okay to be yourself as a lady who belches. The paradoxical nature of
just
Caitlin,
because you're a feminist doesn't mean you don't have to have manners. All right,
annoyed as hell. Anyway,
there's no way this girl's not spam, right?
That's spam.
That's spam
as fuck.
Yeah. Oh,
she looks like a fucking snow queen.
She looks like she does. She looks like Elsa.
Oh, sweet snow queen. Hey, girl,
it's too bad. I have to let her go.
Also, I do want to say I took a big step yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And I emailed a cake shop on
that's
the south side
you
of
took
Indy.
You were walking? You took a step? That's a first.
I'm
annoyed. You're exercising? Okay.
I emailed a cake shop on the south side of Indy. And I was like, hey, I noticed that your web presence is not really there at all. I know how to do cakes. I'm a communication major. I know a lot about all of these things. Do you need an assistant and basically a web coordinator? I know this position doesn't exist, but I want to come help you.
Right. That's
so.
That's a big thing.
I think I had an anxiety attack yesterday. I don't know if those are a real thing, but I'm pretty sure I had one. And I was like, I can't sit here and tell people, like, fight for what you believe in and then, like, sit at a job that I don't really, and by don't really, I mean I don't enjoy.
Right.
And that makes me really sad and that is causing me time anxiety to the point where I have to go in the bathroom and get myself under control on a weekly basis. So I was like, fuck it. It was like a moment of despair and just pure, like, faith. And I went and I emailed Millie. So hopefully Millie emails me back.
So you had an anxiety attack at work?
I think so.
I had an anxiety attack in a Walmart one time.
Really?
I literally just left my cart in the aisle and walked out.
Yeah. It was
and weird. That was my life at 21.
Yeah,
I had a lot of coffee that day. I was really getting big into coffee.
I had a panic attack at 18 in high school.
I thought you were going to say at a Benihana.
I had a panic attack during the movie Open Range.
What's that?
It was in theater. It was a Kevin Costner Western. I had a panic attack.
Why?
I had a problem with panic attacks.
You realized you'd never be that man on screen?
18 to 20, yes. I realized I could never be Kevin Costner. I don't want to be depressing.
Yeah, let's avoid that, please.
But I had issues.
Can I just say, let's get out of this topic. Can I say the girl that I'm talking to has a puppy? Cute puppy. But the way we get the puppy to leave us alone is the same way Caitlin and I got Spangle to leave us alone. We just pretend like we were asleep. like the dog would come into the room, like looking at us, and like, just play dead. And we just,
That's what we do with Cody. Well, I mean, we don't usually want to be alone. It's just because I actually want to sleep.
Yeah.
Is that what you do with Matt?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're just.
What, sleep? Yeah. I love sleeping. I took a 15-minute nap today in my car at work.
Like the. But I think only we care about any of these stories we've talked about today.
Fair.
Yeah, nobody cares about me.
Fair.
Remember that for the rest of your life, and you'll go far.
Trust me, I know that. I think people care way more than they actually do.
I think that's a good way to ruin your 20s, thinking people care about what you
exactly
have to say.
Right. By the time you hit 30, you realize no one actually gives a shit about you. You need to do it on your own.
Oh yeah. My God, this is sad.
No, it's just. People
I just love attention.
Put yourself
first. Twitter and Facebook and Instagram have made people think they're a way bigger deal than they are, and everyone cares what I have to say. No one gives a damn.
The thing is, we are in the entertainment industry. Well, Jeff and I are. You're on a podcast. Now, but you have the gene. So the gene is
obviously you're wearing so much denim.
It's attention-seeking behavior. I'm full of it. I love attention. I always have. If I showed a video of me at 4 years old, I'm like, hey, and put my face in the camera. There's no video of my brother and sister where I'm not putting my face in the camera going, hey, Dad, over here.
I used to want to be one of Bob's Beauties on The Price is Right. And so there's a picture of me standing showing off a Christmas tree.
Right.
Like I was one of Bob's Beauties.
I used to have my own radio shows. I used to have my own rock concerts. I used to have my own magic shows. We had our own movie theater where I introduced.
Did boys dance in the mirror? Was that a thing that you did?
And like, I still dance in the mirror.
Do boys still dance in the mirror? Hell yeah.
Have you ever gotten ready to go out?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Fucking Blair Beyonce. Did you see my Snapchat last night?
I'm getting
where
naked
I was singing
and getting
old
in the
Destiny's
shower.
Child,
no,
I
I'm nude. I like to dance.
I saw your Snapchat last night of you pooping, and I was done on Snapchat.
I deleted Snapchat and blew my phone up.
Yeah. I destroyed my phone.
Okay, also, so do you guys have like random people on Snapchat?
Yeah.
Because
a lot of bikini models.
My Snapchat, like I make people like I have to accept them.
Right.
And so I have like a ton of people on there and I'm like, I don't know what username this is. Like, I don't know who the fuck you are. So I'm not going to add you. But there's probably like 25 or 30 people who are just sitting there because I don't know who it is.
Let's see.
And I'm afraid it's spam.
Spam.
Like, I've never met this girl. Like all the people
send
that I can't.
Send you tit pics?
No.
I've been doing where I follow all my favorite YouTube makeup artists on Snapchat and they like make my day.
See, like there's random models and then there's like the
ew
barstool sports type
ew
things.
I'm gonna puke anyway.
Yeah, you wouldn't want women to make a conscious choice to do whatever they want, that'd be awful.
Yeah. All right.
They should live as you'd like them to.
All right.
In a veil. And
we good? We good? Hearts. We good here, fam? We good? is the squad?
Here, listen.
Is the squad good?
Have one of those.
I don't. I had a bunch of those Oreos.
Yeah,
we ate like a row.
There's an entire sleeve missing those Oreos.
No, I'm making homemade chicken noodle soup tonight.
Where did my Fitbit go?
You took it off your wrist.
I know. I never
It's by your foot.
Look at the flick of the wrist. It's in between, like right in between your feet. Oh, bend straight down.
Okay, good. Riveting.
Riveting stuff.
I brought Spangle the entertainment.
Spangle loses his Fitbit on episode 31 of the Jeopardy podcast.
Will he find his Fitbit? Tune into episode
31.
Oh, shit.
That's a lot. That's too much.
Yeah. I think we need to just shut it down now.
Yeah, I gotta run the board. I gotta go home and go to bed.
My body hurts from blasting my tries two nights in a row.
1 minute each?
1 minute each.
Pretty much.
Hitting one try every minute?
All right.
I did two sets of 12.
Going hard.
Spangle.
Couldn't eke out that third set?
What? Couldn't. I don't get it.
You did. Never mind.
I always do three sets.
A set is.
I know.
It worked out.
I thought you were like trying to make a threesome joke or something.
Oh. No. Why is everything sexual? Yeah.
I don't know. Like you just have been.
You're such a pervert.
Oh my God.
Jeff?
Spangle, you know the sign off. Would you like to do it?
There,
if you do the rap air horn, you can't do it at the end.
Don't
it gets,
do it. Don't
it gets
do
the people
it.
Excited. They think another episode's happening.
Oh. I'm going to do it.
It's like Pavlov's dog.
Hurry.
Fuck all my bitches and kill all my haters. Is that it?
That wasn't even the sign off.
Would you like to do the sign off, Caitlin?
Peace out, haters. I'm getting money.
I'll edit that out.
Sorry. I didn't mean to ruin the podcast.
Bye.
Now you have tens and
my
tens of listeners.
Sweating.
You do realize the mics are still on.
You're leaving that in.
Yeah. This is the Jeff River Podcast.